Welcome to the Liability Insurance Portal. My name is Kip and I will help you attain a comparison of insurance coverages and rates. To do this, I will try my best to understand your business and insurance needs. We want to make sure you and your business is covered in the event of an insurance claim. So, who am I speaking with today? Please tell me your full name.
Brian.
And what is the legal name of your business?
Consulting.
Hi Brian, it is nice to meet you. I will do my very best to prepare an insurance submission for your business. For me to do that, I will need to ask you a few questions about your business. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, how is your business legally set up? Is your company a sole proprietorship, partnership, or an incorporated entity?
Incorporated entity.
Got it. What year was this business established? Or is this a brand new business?
2020.
Understood. Does your business operate outside of Canada? If so, please tell me where.
Yes. United States.
Okay, great. Thanks for telling me that, Brian. I want to now better understand your business's operations. This will help your insurance advisor and the insurance companies better understand your risk exposures. You are buying coverage for when things go wrong, so let's make sure we do this part right. Please go ahead and tell me, in detail, about the nature of operations and professional services you provide to your clients. Example, if you were a marketing consultant, you would say that I provide marketing consulting services to other business owners. So please go ahead and tell me about the services you provide your customers.
I provide statistical consulting for biotech companies.
Got it. Thanks for telling me that, Brian. Are you part of any professional associations or groups? If so, please tell me the name of those groups or associations that you are a part of.
No.
All right, understood. Thank you for telling me that, Brian. Now let's talk some numbers. Insurance companies like to understand how and where a company generates its revenues from. This information helps your broker and the insurance underwriter determine the adequate amount of coverage to offer your business. So let's start with Canada. Please go ahead and tell me your company's past 12 months gross revenue.
50,000.
Okay. Any revenue generated from USA? If so, please tell me how much.
Yes, 400,000.
Okay, I got it. Now please go ahead and tell me what you are anticipating your next 12 months to look like in terms of gross revenues. Also, if you are expecting any portion of your revenue coming from the United States or internationally, please tell me that as well. For example, you can say, we are expecting to do $150,000 in sales and out of that, $50,000 will be for a USA client.
We are expecting to do...
Give me, an approximate percentage, the source of your income related to the activities. Example, if you were an accountant, you could say I do 50% tax preparation, 30% audits, and 20% financial consulting.
100% statistical consulting.
Okay, Brian, I have a good understanding of operations and gross numbers. This will help us find the best insurance markets for your business. Now, I would like to understand who your customers are. We want to make sure you are covered for all your operations and risk exposures. So please go ahead and tell me, who are you providing services or selling your products to?
To biopharmaceutical companies.
I understand. Is there any one particular client that represents more than 25% of your total revenues? If yes, please tell me who this client is and a little bit about them.
No.
Noted. Are you signing any legal contracts with any of your clients?
No.
Okay, thanks for telling me this. Now let's understand the company. Can you please tell me about how your business is structured? I am looking to know about the executives in particular. So, I will start with you. What is your position in the company?
President.
Noted. Are there any other business partners or associates or to be associates that you want to tell me about as well? If so, please tell me their position in the company as well.
No.
Got it. Are there any other employees in the company other than the personnel that you have already told me about?
No.
Understood. Any change in ownership of the business or change in activities of the business in the last 12 months? If so, please provide me details. We want to make sure the insurance company is fully aware.
No.
All right. Thank you for telling me that. We are almost done. Before moving forward, are you subbing out any of your work? Insurance companies want to know who your subcontractors are, if you are using any. So are you using subcontractors for any of your work?
No.
Got it. Any claims against you, the company, or anybody part of the company?
No.
All right, that's great. Now we are at the last part. Great job hanging in there. The questions I will ask now, please respond with a yes or a no answer. Please listen to the questions carefully and respond with either a yes or a no. Also, have no worries, you will have a chance to review our whole conversation before your insurance advisor makes any submission. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has any partner, or if a corporation, has any owner, officer, director, employee or solicitor of the firm been the subject of disciplinary action by a regulatory authority?
No.
Has any policy of application for errors and omissions insurance on your behalf, your partner's behalf or, in the case of a corporation, any of the present executive officers or directors been declined, canceled or renewal refused within the last 5 years?
No.
Have any errors and omissions claims been made against you, your partners, if any, or in the case of a corporation, any of the present executive officers or directors within the last 10 years?
No.
Are there any circumstances which may result in an errors and omissions claim being made against you, your partners, if any, or, in the case of corporation, any present executive officers or directors?
No.
Have you ever been investigated by or suspended from practice by any body governing the practice of this profession?
No.
Thank you for answering those questions. What is your full business address? Please tell me the street number and name, city, province, and postal code.
23 H.
How fast do you need this insurance to be in effect for your business? Do you have a deadline coming up that I should know about? Please provide me an estimated time frame that you need quotes in.
1 week.
Noted. What is the best cell phone number to reach you?
08.
Noted. Thank you. And lastly, how was your experience doing this application with me?
Fine.
Thanks. I have all the information I need. Please check your text messages in about 1 minute. I will send you a link to your completed liability insurance application. Please review that all information is correct and then proceed to sign when you are ready. Following that, your insurance advisor will contact you and begin shopping insurance rates for your business from multiple insurance companies. Also, we may require a copy of your corporate brochure and resume to be able to provide an insurance quote. In the event those documents are required, we will reach out to you. Thank you for calling Point Conversion. Have a great day, Brian.